This is Ozarks at Large. Last week was a big week in Arkansas politics as Democrats and Republicans chose their nominees for political office. Most of the action was on the Republican side. Last week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics hosted a roundtable discussion with KATV's lead Capitol reporter Janelle Lilly, Democratic Party of Arkansas Chairman Vince Insolico, and Republican Party of Arkansas Chairman Doyle Webb.
Let's begin with the primary results are in. We kind of know who your candidates are going to be, with the exception of the Attorney General's race, still headed for a runoff here. Tell me what you think the themes are going to be, the contrasts are going to be for the political parties and their candidates this year. Vince, I'll let you go first.
I don't think in Arkansas history there's ever been a starker contrast than there is between the Democratic candidates and Republican candidates, whether it's being for protecting Medicare, whether it's for privatizing Medicare, which is what Tom Cotton wants to do, whether it's for a pre-K program for all kids that want to go to school to pre-K that Mike Ross is for, or being against that ASA is. And, you know, I don't think the contrast has ever been as stark as it is today.
I need you to get some jabs in on this, if you can, while you're giving your answers. Go ahead, Doyle.
Well, Vince is exactly right. There's never been a starker contrast, because now the Republican Party represents the views and values of everyday working Arkansans. It goes to show by our primary vote, first time in our history in 140 years, that 175,000 people voted in our primary and only about 150,000 in the Democrat. That is showing that the people of Arkansas are identifying with our move for lesser government, less restrictive government from the federal level, jobs, better education, lower taxes.
I've heard arguments on the Democratic side that there,
I don't expect it to be that high.
Right. I'm happy to talk about it, but you know, the fact is, Republicans had 27 primaries. We had 5 primaries. I mean, all of the.
No one wants to be a Democrat. Is that what it is?
No, I don't think that's at all. I think everybody was really happy about Patrick Henry Hayes and Mark Pryor and Mike Ross and Jackie McPherson, and of course Director Witt, James Lee Witt, in the 4th District. They just didn't have people run against them, and I just think that's pretty wonderful. It just shows how united our people are. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if you were to really look at it, I was expecting there to be a 70-30% ratio difference, and there just wasn't. It looks to me like the Republicans really got some issues going on there.
Yeah, I want to get some questions in about the general election, because that's what we're headed towards now. Staff and structure of what you guys decide your roles are right now within the state, because you're going to have the RGA, the DGA, the NRSC, you're going to have DNC. Everyone is going to be in here putting in, not to mention the C4s. Where is the role of our party in Arkansas? Vince?
Well, let me jump in there and say that. Let me first go back to the primaries. Let me say, we had great primaries. Primaries are the laboratory of great ideas. We had elections in our primaries. Our candidates are ready and poised with their organizations. The Democrats had coronations. We had elections, and we're ready for November. What is our role? Our role in the general will be to give those elections the Arkansas flavor. Okay. We're the ones that those ideas run through, what resonates in Arkansas, how do we say y'all, all of those kind of things. We will temper those monies that are coming into the state.
Now tell me how that represents a working class family in Arkansas who's concerned about the minimum wage, who's concerned about the private option, who's concerned about Social Security and making sure they can pay their bills, who's concerned about protecting their Medicare. I don't know of a single, and by the way, I guess you coronated Tom Cotton because he didn't have any opposition either. But, you know, I think you have to really look at what do working class people in Arkansas, and clearly it's the Democrats, with pre-K education. If you talk to single moms I don't know a single mom who does not want their kid in pre-K.
So you just went on the offensive here. Does that make your role more of the attack dog? Is that how, you know, you...
Me personally?
No, the party in Arkansas, you know, allowing the candidates to introduce themselves, speak on what they want, but does that make the party in Arkansas become the attack dog of the opponent?
Well, I mean, I just because I go on the offensive doesn't mean I'm attacking.
I'm contrasting
differences is what my role is.
Sure. And
as
is
chairman
to
the party, but I think you're absolutely going to see a complete contrast between us trying to protect Medicare for seniors and their side trying to privatize Medicare for seniors, us trying to get pre-K for all children in Arkansas, them trying to stop pre-K. Absolutely, you're going to see those differences out there between the elect before now?
Clearly, the issue on every Arkansan's mind is the overreach of federal government and how the federal government, through Obamacare, has come between a patient and the sacred relationship with their doctor. Arkansans are concerned about the federal government and what they are doing to the quality of life in Arkansas, to the lack of job creation, the lack of interference in our local education programs. The issues will be the same, but how do we address them? Do we address them from a state point of view, or do we address them from a federal point of view? We Republicans believe that Arkansans know best how to govern Arkansas.
So you know, how many people are you thinking about? You have to let me answer that.
You got to quit telling people that the federal government's coming between. You know, you ought to be ashamed about that. It's absolutely not true.
Most Arkansans believe that with Obamacare.
150,000 people now have insurance under the private option that didn't have it before. I wonder if you ask every one of those 150,000 people how they feel about it.
And how many people lost their doctor that the president said that they could keep their doctor?
I don't know of a single person in Arkansas who's lost their doctor, and I challenge you to. I would love for you to list them. In fact, I noticed those commercials. Well, we've already seen them, and those commercials have gone away. The ones that you pointed out. People who've lost their insurance, all of a sudden those commercials have completely gone away because they weren't factually accurate.
Just wait.
Is there any pledge that you guys would make that if there is money that comes into this state on television advertising attacking your opponent's ad or your opponent's race or candidacy, would you guys be willing to stand up and call it like you see it? I mean, in defense of an opponent on the other side of your particular party?
Well, clearly, we don't have authority over those groups that come in.
And I understand
and many
that,
times,
but I'm just saying, would you call them out?
We could not do that. I will be glad to have a joint press conference with Vince anytime that we can do it jointly and call both their hands on it, because it will come from both sides.
Would you be willing to do that, Vince?
Sure, but I will particularly make sure we do is that our ads are accurate. I will absolutely make sure I can count on that.
Yeah, but how can you make that promise for OA?
No, I mean, well, once you're going to have to, I can't for their side, of course, and they've already run a slew of ads that are inaccurate.
I think that that's pie in the sky, because you cannot be involved in the ads of these independent.
No. What I said was that if once the ad runs, if it's inaccurate, we'll say something about it. We already did that. We actually called out during the primary on the auditor's race when Ken Yang did something that was awful about Andrea Lee. It was the Democratic Party who blasted out an email really condemning Ken Yang for doing that. So, I mean, I'll continue that practice. Sure.
And let me say, in that instance, we can't take a position in a primary, so we can't police our own primaries.
So, in the U.S. Senate race and the governor's race, you got some good, strong candidates on both sides of the political equation there. Do those races, as we've seen in the polls, they've been pretty much neck and neck. We've got some polls that show Democrats ahead, some that show Republicans ahead. Do those races stay neck and neck until now in November, or do you guys, as party chairman, do you see someone eventually putting a little distance and making it a little bit clearer? Do you think they go down to the wire?
I think they go down to the wire. Both races will go down to the wire.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at five races in the congressional races as well. But on those two specific, I think Mark's already starting to take a distance. He's already starting to beat Tom Cotton.
I guess it depends on
how much money they bring in to beat Mark Pryor up.
We won't be using Harry Reid's money like they will be using Harry Reid's money.
But he'll be using John Boehner's money, who shut the government down.
But your answer was that the races they don't stay tight.
I think they'll be all over the map. I think you will see the races. I think you're going to start seeing, for example, Mike Ross, now that he's on television, I think you're going to see that race start where he's going to come back up again. I think, you know, it depends on how much advertising is spent. Nothing would make me happier than if we could say right today that we can put a limit on the spending, but we can't. You have to simply put out there your message, and the only way in this environment to get your message out there is on television and in mass mailings.
I
do not feel the same way. I think that the groundswell in Arkansas today is at the barbershops and the beauty shops and the coffee shops, where Arkansans are talking about they want less government, they want a Republican form of government.
Well,
they
not
are
that
conservatives.
$8
well, then, so that $8 or $10 million you just spent against Mark Pryor, that's being spent. Don't be spending things out of the trash, okay? I bet nobody will believe that the Koch brothers is trying to spend any money in Arkansas to help an elected Democrat.
How much did the Koch brothers give to Pryor, the $55,000, and will he be giving that back to the Koch brothers?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Find that out.
I'll be happy to let you know.
Vincent Tillaco, Janelle Lilly. Will you guys come back next week and every week?
Because this will be.
We'll help your ratings.
Nah, I appreciate you guys
Absolutely.
Very much for being here.
That was Janelle Lilly, Vince Insolico, and Doyle Webb talking with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.